Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your host and greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. We've done a few interview episodes, the last couple, and they were great. I've loved my guests I've had so far this year. If you would like to be a guest, if you think you have a story or idea or really a methodology on helping people come unstuck and move forward into their greatness, I would love to hear from you and would love to speak with you and have you on my podcast. No interview this week. However, I put out some feelers and asked some questions to a lot of great people and friends. And not saying that my friends aren't great people. They're one and the same. My friends are great people that have reached out to and asked a question. And I'm going to go over a lot of their feedback, which I appreciate. But I really think their input is going to help make this a great episode. At least I expect it to be. Is that going to be the reality? I don't know. We're going to see. We'll find out together. Because despite what we think we know about ourselves, we're actually pretty lousy at predicting how we're going to feel in various situations. Or sometimes even worse, we use a lot of energy worrying or anticipating for a specific situation that may or may not even happen. For instance, we may believe that the ideal job or a quote-unquote perfect relationship or a stuffed bank account will change our happiness levels permanently. Or, on the other side, we worry about losing our job, we overcrowd or accuse our significant other of wrongdoing, and we cripple ourselves in fear of possible financial hardship that we fail to enjoy the fruits of our labor, or we invest poorly and piss it all away. And I ask you, if we know ourselves so well, how do we manage to swing so far one way or the other on what we think will bring us joy or damnation? That would be our skewed expectations and fears versus reality. Our skewed idea or perception of our expectations and fears versus reality. And today, that's what we're going to talk about and how to reel ourselves in to seek the truth. So the question I asked all these fantastic, great friends, people, was to give me some examples of their expectations heading into a situation versus the reality of how it was, and if they cared to elaborate even more, the truth they realized coming out of the other side of it and once they saw and faced reality. But before we dig into those examples that they gave me, I wanted to first cover why do we have such high expectations or fears. And I have two ideas why this might be. First is we don't fully appreciate what we already have. Because we're so focused on something we want, we don't truly enjoy or appreciate what we already have. For instance, there was a study done where people were eating chocolate. They gave two different groups chocolate to eat and enjoy. And I love a good piece of chocolate. I prefer dark chocolate over milk chocolate. I used to like white chocolate, but I don't really like white chocolate anymore. Definitely more dark chocolate person. Regardless, they gave both groups pieces of chocolate to eat. Now, for one group, they actually started playing a video talking about gaining wealth, about working and gaining wealth and getting rich and just all the things you could do to become wealthy. Whereas the other group, they just let them enjoy their chocolate. And when they compared these two groups, they found that the group that had the video played talking about wealth enjoyed the chocolate less, because they were so focused on the prospect of getting money, becoming wealthy, they didn't enjoy the moment they were in right then. So it's a little bit of the grass is greener on the other side idea there. So that's one reason why I think we have such high expectations, is because we don't focus on or enjoy, or even in the case of chocolate, we don't savor what we already have presently. Speaking of intake of chocolate or other things, the second idea I have is that the things we visually expose ourselves to, that the things that we take in each day visually, maybe also that we listen to, those might skew our expectations. We might compare our companion or relationships to the relationships we see in a romantic movie or romantic comedy or a TV show. We sometimes will compare or look at the jobs that we've always wanted and dreamed about since we were little kids, and that we idolized, not realizing how much hard work actually went into it. Or the jobs that we see on TV and how much fun they have and all, flipping houses and doing fixer-uppers and stuff like that, not realizing how long they're actually working on it and that a production crew is there to help change the look of everything. We also have taken on the habit of comparing our lives to others on social media. And that's a big one. I think that when we compare ourselves to others on social media, it's just a wormhole leading to frustration and despair. You know, and it can be any form of social media. It could be YouTube, it could be, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it may be. But the key thing to think about and to remember when we're thinking about social media and comparison to others is that we often compare our worst moments, the ones that we don't, that we deem aren't fit to share on social media because we're embarrassed by them, or we just don't want to put it out there. We compare those moments to others' best moments, which are often filtered to seem perfect, that they post on social media. So those are two reasons why I think often our expectations or our fears are often so skewed, is because one, we don't fully appreciate what we already have, or we expose ourselves to, well, a lot of the things that we don't have. We expose ourselves to situations which are portrayed and filtered and produced to look better. Now, I mentioned the fear part. Sometimes we're just afraid. Maybe we do appreciate the things that we have and we're afraid of losing them. But the thing we have to remember there is to enjoy the things that we have. Because if you worry so much about losing it, you'll never really get to enjoy it. So those are two reasons. Now, are those the two reasons why some of the examples that these wonderful people sent to me. Why their expectation didn't meet reality. I don't know. We'll take a look and figure it out together. And I'll share a couple of my expectation versus reality with you as well. One I can tell you that was a common one for some of the people asked was marriage. And this is one for me. This is one of mine. I could tell you it's my wife's too. Going into marriage thinking that, oh, all we need is love. No, I like this person. We have inside jokes. We have spent all this time together. You know, it's going to be fine. We're going to be great. It doesn't seem that complicated. I don't know why other people make a big deal about it, but I really love my partner, so marriage is going to be great. Now, it's not to say that marriage isn't great and that my marriage isn't great, because I love my marriage. I love my wife. I love the teamwork that we have together. But there's a key word in what I just said there. Work. Marriage is hard work. You are putting in hard work. You are having to focus on what the other person is doing, how they're feeling, you know, what they're saying, what they're not saying. That's a big one. My wife caught me this past weekend kind of on my downside and not really saying much, and saying a little bit but not saying much, but she read between the words and I was able to pick up on what I was feeling and was able to pull me aside and have a good talk, and I appreciate and love her so much for that. But again, one of the people I talked to mentioned that, you know, sometimes with marriage it's reactive. You think things are going to be just fine and stuff, but you have to go really experience it, be together, go through your highs and your lows, your various hell-like moments, and focus on working through those together. But expectation, marriage, all you need is love. It's not that hard. Reality, yes, it takes work. The same person, or one of the people that mentioned that, also said the same for parenting. That, you know, after learning from our fantastic parents, you know, and seeing what they did and how they handled things, that, you know, well, I saw what worked, I saw what didn't work. Okay, this is going to be foolproof. It's going to be great. I'm going to be a fantastic parent. Nope. All kids are different. You are going to be reacting. The kids are going to do different things at different times. You know, if you have multiple kids, they're going to be on different trajectories and on when they accomplish different goals and tasks, when they have meltdowns. And, you know, I've heard terrible twos and I've heard terrible threes. And you never know what it's going to be, but a lot of it is reactionary. So those are a couple examples there. Expectation, parenting, no problem. I learned from the best. Got it. And nope, it's hard. It's hard, but it's still totally worth it being a parent. All right. Let's see. One person was excited for their career getting into toxicology and just thought it sounded exciting, and the science behind it all. And here, a couple years into it, they are now realizing that it's tedious data recording. It's not at all what they expected. They still do some of the science, I imagine, and are running the labs, but mostly they're getting reports and filing those reports and putting the data in computer into a database, and it's not at all what they thought it was going to be. It's definitely tough when your expectation for a job isn't what you thought it was going to be. It doesn't turn out the way you thought it was going to be. Been there. Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Let's see, another person. So this is a great one. I love this story. This person, as a youth, was super excited to go to Disney. And once they got to Disney, they were let down. And I know some of you that listen are like, how can you be let down with Disney? Well, depending on your age and how you feel about things, like, one, the heat was really bad for that person. Waiting in lines and other people being upset about the heat and being upset about the lines didn't make it very fun for this person. However, they said, looking back, they also realized that they... Here we go. This goes back to that first reason with expectations versus reality, or one of the reasons why we might have high expectations. We don't fully appreciate what we already have. So this person realized that they failed to really appreciate the games they played in the car ride down and the smiles and the laughter of while they were enjoying the rides and stuff. So they were a little disappointed with the event itself of Disney, but because of their expectations or not being met, they had a chance to realize the good things that were on the trip. So that's a good turnaround there. One person had expectations about labor, going into labor. Thought it was going to be hard, sure, but I'll get through it. No problem. Like, it's going to be hard. I've heard it's hard, but millions upon millions upon millions of women have given birth before me. They've told me it's hard, but I'll get through it. But reality, way harder than they had really anticipated. And it wasn't just the physical part, it was the mental draw that it took out of them. Like, it was the mental strength that she had to have to get through it was way more than the physical, because yes, your body is going to be exhausted. Don't think that marathon runners aren't exhausted when they finish a marathon, but the big part for marathon runners are the mental fortitude, the mental strength they have to get through the grueling race. And I'm sure giving birth, hours of labor, is way harder than a marathon. Not that I'm going to try either, but it's just the comparison I first came up with. So having that mental strength to get through it, and this person did. They got through it a second time, so kudos to them. And proud of you. And we'll move on. So we have a couple inverse ones. One's going around a roller coaster. So what I mean by inverse is they were fearing the worst for this situation coming up, and ended up being pretty good. So two people I know actually talked about roller coasters at Cedar Point. They were scared and nervous to go on these roller coasters, but when it was all said and done, one of them was like, oh, it actually wasn't too bad. I was kind of fun. Another person loved it. Loved being on a roller coaster. And I have missed going to Cedar Point. And it kind of kicks my butt that I've been driving out to Sandusky the last few weeks. And I'm right by Cedar Point. And they're not open yet. I got to go back to Cedar Point. Best roller coasters in the world. Next, we have a child. All right, when we're children and we want to become adults, we look forward to being adults because we're tired of grown-ups giving us a hard time and just treating us like kids and having all these rules that we have to follow. Can't wait to be an adult and be free and not have to worry about anything. Boy, how wrong were you? Yeah, no, being an adult does not mean there's no rules. It means we have more responsibilities and obligations. Same goes for the same person gave the example of becoming a homeowner. It's exciting to have your own house and be able to paint the rooms whatever color you want and have it set up how you want. You know, maybe you didn't get to have a game room in your house growing up as a kid, and now you want to have a game room or whatever it may be. So you have your own house now. You can set up the yard how you want. Yeah, there's a maintenance and cleaning and bills you have to pay to go with that house. So, yeah, being an adult and being a homeowner is not as freeing as we thought. Still awesome. I'm very much looking forward to enjoying my house this summer. We, right last year, towards the end of summer and into the fall, we built a deck on the front and a nice seating area for bonfires in the back. I very much look forward to enjoying both of those this summer. Another example is, it could be inverse or it could be a disappointment. Going to see a movie. Maybe we have high expectations. I know some people that had high expectations for like Harry Potter movies because they were big fans of the book. And the movies just weren't as depicted as we would have imagined after reading the book. It left some to be desired. I know I felt that way about the movie Marley and Me, based on a famous book about a golden retriever or a golden lab. The movie was good, but it missed some parts that I thought were great in the book. And then there's the other side where maybe you see a movie with, you go in to see a movie with low expectations and ends up being one of your favorite movies. Ends up being greater than you had imagined. I remember, I think it was Peppermint with Jennifer Garner. It was like a year or two ago. Didn't really know what it was going to be about, but it was an awesome movie. It was kind of like she was like a female version of The Punisher. It was pretty good. It was pretty cool. So, let's see if there's any other ones I'm missing. We have one person that started a job as a youth director and thought it was going to be fun and exciting and had all these ideas for things that they wanted to do. And there were layers and it was more complicated than they thought. And these youth, well, they're people too. And they have feelings and issues and drama and things that they're experiencing that they need the guidance of a youth director. So, don't get to just play all games, unfortunately. So those are a lot of the examples that were given. Another one that I would share with you is my wife and my journey as foster parents. It is a lot harder than we expected it to be. We knew it was going to be tough, and we were opening ourselves up to possible pain but willing to help children. And it's been a lot harder, and there's been definitely moments of stronger grief and frustration than we imagined. But it's been worth it as well. Also with the foster system, some expectations aren't being met when it comes to the system itself, but there are thousands upon thousands of kids that need help that are in the foster system. And as hard as these flaws are to work around sometimes with the system, these kids still need our help. Still need our help. So those are some examples of expectations versus reality, where it was different. Now, we're going to talk about another part of this as we go further into how to temper our expectations and our fears. And so the main thing I want to do is help you to reel in your expectations, how to, you know, the memes that we see on social media about expectation versus reality, those are hilarious. Those are funny. Some of these examples that you all gave were fantastic, and I appreciate them. Some of them were funny as well. But we can definitely run into trouble when we are constantly expecting one thing and reality is setting us up for another, when reality is going to give us a rude awakening. So how do we reel it in? How do we get our expectations under control? And the way we do that is through building awareness. We need to take a deeper look at our expectations versus reality and how it affects our moods. So how do we build this awareness and to reel in these expectations? One way to do it is when you have a new situation or event on the horizon, ask yourself what you expect to happen. You might even want to tell a trustworthy friend about this situation coming up and what your expectations are. And maybe they'll be able to help point it out that, that's not going to make the most sense. Or, that's possible. That's, you know, that could happen. That could happen. Next, for building awareness, ask yourself if this expectation should be this way. And is it realistic? I think about an episode of Friends where the group thinks that Monica is going to get proposed to by Pete, the rich IT mogul that was going on to become a Ultimate Fighter. And Rachel is thinking about being at the wedding because, again, Pete is this rich billionaire guy. And so she's expecting, her expectations for this is, you know, money centerpieces at each of the tables. And then the big one is a money bouquet that's going to be tossed at the end of the wedding. And she even daydreams about it and pictures herself catching the money bouquet. Definitely not realistic. Maybe there has been a money bouquet in somewhere in history and stuff, but that would not be a real expectation to go into a wedding thinking that a cash bouquet is going to be thrown. So, again, when you have a new situation or event on the horizon, ask yourself what you expect to happen. Maybe tell a trustworthy friend so they could tell you, no, there's no cash bouquet being thrown. That's ridiculous. And ask yourself if you think this expectation should be this way and is it realistic? If you still, after these two steps, still want to hold on to the expectation and it doesn't happen and you find yourself disappointed, try to think about if it was realistic to expect what you were hoping for. So be truthful with yourself on if that situation should have had the expectation it did, or that you did for that situation. Another example that I didn't bring up earlier, and because I think it fits here, you know, again, we're talking about expectations versus reality, and then when we get to that reality, being truthful with ourselves on should we have had that expectation. And a good friend of mine told me about meeting his hero, one of the people he looked up to greatly and admired, modeled some of his own things he did based on this gentleman. And he ended up getting the opportunity to meet this hero. And then he even got the opportunity to work with this hero. But the more and more he got around this hero of his that he idolized and held in such high regard, the more he got to see the true side of this person. The more he got to see that his hero was just like anyone else and actually had more flaws than he anticipated. So the truth here in this situation is he had the expectation of this guy is great. I can't wait to meet him. He's my hero. I'm going to learn so much from him. And we're going to have this great working relationship. And that was true for a while. But the ultimate truth was this guy that was his hero could not sustain being the hero, being someone with such high expectations held upon him. So look for the truth in your situations where you should have known that the reality, the truth, was definitely going to be different than your expectation. And when you're able to do that, when you're able to see and point out the truth on where you were wrong, why you thought a certain way, then it's going to help bring you more awareness and be able to avoid the conundrum of expectations versus reality. So again, to avoid the expectations versus reality trap, start with awareness and be truthful with yourself when your expectations aren't met. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you again to all the people that responded to my request for some information, for examples. I'll give some shout outs. Hopefully I don't forget anyone. I won't name full names, but I'll name names. Matt, Aaron, Sean, Emily, Ian, Brett, Luke, my wonderful wife. I believe that is everyone. So thank you to those who... Oh, and John. So thank you again to those who helped with this request for information, for examples. I hope we all got to enjoy hearing other people's expectations versus reality. Some were funny, some were more like, dang, that's right. But again, be aware of what your expectations are. be aware and enjoy the things you already have in your life so you don't get caught up trying to keep up with the Joneses. Enjoy the things you already have in your life. And when things don't meet your expectations, be realistic about why that was. I'm not saying it's wrong to want and wish for things, because I want you all to find and live a life of greatness. But even a life of greatness requires small steps to get there, not big leaps. And so, to help get yourself unstuck, take small steps, focused on reality, focused on tasks that are real and possible. Start moving, start heading towards that direction of greatness. And once you start, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.